Well, welcome back. Craig Heist, along with MLB.com Nationals beat reporter Bill Latson, another podcast, Bill. And we're through the 18th of March now, and about 2.5 more weeks to go of spring training. Today is the day the Nationals option Bryce Harper out to Syracuse of AAA. What was your thought on it?
I wasn't surprised, especially after he struck out four times against the Tigers. And once he struck out, I kind of knew in my own heart, he was going to be sent down. I know some people who cover the team didn't think this would happen, but I'm not surprised because we got to admit, Harper needs a lot of work.
Well, I got to admit, I thought it was going to happen. I didn't think it was going to happen this soon. And basically because of the way Davey Johnson supports this young man, and he really kind of felt, I thought, throughout the winter, that Bryce could be an integral part of this team. And he probably will be at some point in the year, but I was surprised that it happened now and not toward the end of spring training.
I wasn't surprised because you didn't want to waste at-bats for guys like Berendina, Jason Michaels, Brett Carroll, and Rick Ankiew. I mean, they need their at-bats. And it's pretty obvious to me that Bryce Harper really needs to work on hitting against lefties. And also, maybe, you know, work on some of his routes in the outfield. But the thing that really surprised me was were really the strikeouts, because I thought he was going to handle that pretty good.
I don't necessarily see that as an issue myself, and here's where you and I are going to disagree for the, I don't know how many times it is, but nonetheless.
50 million.
50 million, okay. But here's what I think as far, he struck out 11 times here in the spring. But the two guys at the top of the order, Ian Desmond and Danny Espinosa, have struck out 9 times apiece between them.
I'm not going to argue with you there, because to me, that has to be a concern, because even though Bryce Harper's gone, the Nationals have to be concerned about their offense. I still think it's questionable, and that's why I'm giving them 85 wins, no more than that, because their offense is questionable, not just because of Desmond and Espinosa. You know, you hope that Worth comes back. You hope that Adam LaRoche comes back. There's so many question marks that I just can't see right now how they can score a lot of runs.
All right, one of the reasons for this Bryce Harper move, obviously, I think most people understand the service time thing. But really the main reason here, from Davey Johnson's perspective, if that's part of it, he's not telling us, number one, and normal would Mike Rizzo. But the other part of this is, this kind of puts the end to the Jason Worth in center field experiment. He wants Harper to go down there, learn that position, you know, and be able to play it when he gets back up here.
You know, that's what makes Davey Johnson a great manager. You know, he said that he felt Jason Worth was going to be beat up. And you know what? I agree with it, because looking at Jason Worth today, he did a good job. But I thought towards the end of the game, he looked a little tired in center field.
Made that great catch against Austin Jackson in the fourth inning?
He did. And but there was also a double that went over his head late in the game. And I thought that Jason Worth kind of tired out there. So I can understand why the Nationals did it. I also, you know, again, I have to say this again, why the Nationals sent Harper down. I think I have to admit it. I was on Davey Johnson's side when it came to having Harper on the opening day roster, because I still say he's a better option than Roger Bernardina, Jason Michaels. I respect those guys, and Brett Carroll. But, you know, let's face it, Bryce Harper needs some work.
Okay, we go from here. Davey's going to look at Carroll. He's going to look at Bernardina. He's going to look at Jason Michaels. And right now, I think between that and the fact that there's a couple of injuries with this club right now. Michael Morse in left field, because of the lat strain, he's going to be shut down for about a week with very little baseball activities. Adam LaRoche at first base, he's going to be able to hit, he's going to be able to throw, but he's not going to be able to run the bases down on the backfields in the minor league games. And having said that, we're going to see Rick Ankiel come back Tuesday night against the Mets down in Port St. Lucie. He's ready to go from the hamstring injury. But to me, the Morse thing bothers me because I've seen guys land on the DL with lat muscles.
Yeah, you know, I spoke to Morse today, and Morse doesn't seem to be worried. You know, he's had injuries. That was his reputation before last year's great year. I mean, his reputation was he was always hurt a lot. And he doesn't seem to be worried about, you know, being ready for opening day. He still can throw from like 90 feet, but he just can't do anything more than that. So, again, I'm going to give it another week, see how he does. And you're right, he's not going to be doing anything for about a week.
Well, Davey Johnson says if injuries are going to happen, this is the best time to have them happen. But now you're getting to the point in this spree season where you're about 2.5 weeks away from opening day. This outfield situation right now, you have to wonder who's going to be a part of this team.
Yeah, I mean, of all the positions, I think that's the biggest question mark. We know that Worth is going to be in right. Center field is, again, you know, they don't have good options. Just my opinion, you know, I love Ankiel. He's a great defender, no question about it. Hitting-wise, is questionable. Roger Bernardina, you know, the guy should have been way better than he is now. Jason Michael, to me, Jason Michael is a hard worker, but is he an everyday player? Probably not. Brett Carroll has never played every day in the major leagues in his life. So maybe things might change. Maybe Davey Johnson has that magic on people. Did it with the Mets, did it with the Reds, did it with the Orioles, and to a certain degree the Dodgers. And maybe, you know, he can perform miracles on these guys. So we'll see what happens.
All right, Bill, we got about 2.5 weeks to go, and we'll probably do this again at the start of the season. And by that time, the 25-man roster will be set, and they'll be in Chicago for opening day.
Oh, no question about it. I think it's going to be a winning season, but that offense must improve big time.